Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
By Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions.
It's where Jackie and I both get our hair did, so make sure you go there. Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street, and tell them that we sent you there.
I'm real comfy in my Snuggie with no shoes on.
Well, I'm glad that I hit record when I did, because that is prime. Real quick, why are you wearing a Snuggie, and why aren't you wearing shoes, you stinky mother effer?
Are you really recording?
Yes. I literally, without thinking, hit record to just test the mic, and then you looked up and said, I'm really comfy in my Snuggie without my shoes.
I am comfy. I'm wearing a Snuggie because it's cold AF in this studio.
It's always cold in here.
I know. I don't know how you can sit in here with a tank top on. I really don't.
After everyone leaves, I go in and turn the heat up, and then I turn it back down when I go before I leave.
I don't even know where that's at. How to even do that?
It's in the WJRW studio. That heat thing actually is for this studio. Yeah.
Well, for now, I'll just sit in my Snuggie.
What episode is this?
I have no idea.
Welcome to episode 40-something of the Gray and Green Show. I'm Jackie Green. Rachel Gray, our other co-host, is on maternity leave. Things are going real well for her. I feel like I should try to give her a call this week and give you a mini-sode. It's been 2 weeks, but things are good. We met up with her yesterday. She came in with baby Quinn.
Yeah.
Super cute.
So cute.
Kelsey Granda here. She's filling in for Rachel while Rachel's gone. Kelsey, you finally have a Facebook page.
I do. Are you so happy for me?
Yes, dude. I'm so happy. Like, you're up with the century. You're in the new times. You're doing things on social.
I am. I feel like I was a little worried because I thought I was going to have like 5 likes a week later, but I have like over 130 already.
Right. You're moving up. I think you're progressing at a good rate.
Thank you so much.
We'll just have to keep sharing it and getting the word out there that you are here.
I'm here.
She's here. She's on the weekends on our station and on Nash FM.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's already over halfway done with Rachel's maternity leave.
Way over. She only has 3 weeks left.
That is nuts. I feel like she just left.
I know. I feel like that too. And I think she feels like that. She told me, she's like, I'm not scared to come back to work. I'm like, oh, I didn't think you'd be scared to come back to work. She goes, no, I'm not. She goes, but I am scared for when I'm really tired and Quinn keeps me up all night and I gotta go do the morning show. And I'm like, yeah.
I feel like I would just be nervous that I would miss my kids so much.
Yeah, but the way our job works,
like
she won't, because she's mornings especially, she's only away through the morning, 4 or 5 hours. And then for the first little bit at least, she can go back.
Just go right back, yeah. And she has a nanny too, so she's going to be in-house, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's nice, I think.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
I shopped for an apartment. I worked. That's about it.
Okay, so good news, everybody, in case you've been wondering. Kelsey got an apartment!
Not official.
She's a grown-up.
Not official.
F you, it's pretty much official.
I still have to...
You paid the money.
I paid quite a bit of money to hold this sucker.
This thing's being hailed.
But I haven't been approved yet. I don't see why I wouldn't get approved.
Right.
And if I'm not approved, they give me my money back. But I still have to wait and find out. So I'm saying I'm like 90% sure I have an apartment. I have a place to live.
Okay, well, we're 90% sure she's got an apartment. So that's good.
And it's like 3 blocks from here.
Thank God. Yeah. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move and live downtown. It sounds so cool.
I'm really nervous.
Why?
What if I don't like it?
What wouldn't you like?
I don't know. I kind of like coming downtown for work and then going out of town to go home.
I hate it.
Quiet and suburban.
I hate it.
Really?
It's such a long drive. By the time I get home, I don't get home every night until almost 9 o'clock.
That's so late.
Because I get done at like 6:45, and I go for my run, pack up the car, drive back to Rockford, and then it's like 9 o'clock at night.
Why don't you run in Rockford?
When I get home? Because then I don't want to run.
Oh. Okay.
If I wait till I get home, then I'm like, nah, not going to happen.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, the driving in and out part does suck, so I feel like I'm going to save a lot of money and gas. That right. I don't even realize if I live downtown. We'll see. There's just like literally always traffic, always people everywhere, especially homeless people.
That part's annoying, but there's restaurants, cool places to go.
And like I told you yesterday, I'm a little bit worried about my dog because there's not a ton of grass.
But at least you don't have like a German Shepherd or like a big dog.
No, yeah, I have just have a little dog, but she's going to have to get used to going on the sidewalk.
She'll get used to it.
I hope so.
I think it'll be a good situation.
We'll see.
It will be.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, I went to Rockford Ninja Warrior. Oh my God, we have to talk about that. Last episode, we talked about how scared I was.
Yeah, I forgot. That was on Friday.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so we talked about last week how I was super scared to go do Rockford Ninja Warrior, and I did do better than Gravy, so I didn't really need to be that scared.
How much better than Gravy?
I mean, realistically, not that much better, but people were like, oh, she fell so early. I'm like, dude, that was hard.
Yeah, if you watched the amateurs do it, 90% of people fell exactly where you fell.
Right. Oh, yeah. Almost everyone fell where I fell because that was when it got hard. Or, like,
yeah,
really hard.
I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have made it past that first thing that you made it past.
Neither could Gravy.
Yeah,
oh,
Gravy
my God.
Either. Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes. We went back. You were there, too, with your friend. Yep. We went back and watched the pros go, and that was intense.
Yeah, Jackie and I were sitting, like, near each other.
I can't believe you don't think Daniel Gill is cute.
I don't know who that is.
The long-haired guy.
Oh, no.
He's so cute.
No, but we were watching these amateurs, and Jackie, there would be like a 30-second person who would do it in like 30 seconds, and I just like whip my head at Jackie, and she would be like freaking out.
Like the whole course, finish it up the warp wall in 30 seconds. It was nuts.
Okay, I thought that was awesome. Two people did it in 33 seconds. I left at the intermission, and then our coworker John was still there. He stayed.
Yep.
And he told me Monday morning the two people who finished in 33 seconds weren't even in the final 10.
No. These one guys did it in like 24 seconds.
I couldn't believe it.
No, that's crazy.
You have to look this up on YouTube. I'm sure it's there on their Facebook page. It's insane. They literally didn't even stop to take a breath.
No, we watched American Ninja Warrior on TV last night. And two nights ago. And we got to see all those pros that came to town.
That's really cool.
It was cool. I was like, oh my God, we like know them. Joe Morosky, the weatherman's like my friend. I have pictures with him. We're pretty much best friends.
Basically.
I mean, basically. I don't know how else you'd word it.
So is that all you did this weekend?
What else did you do? I went to the zoo. We took Greenland to the zoo for the first time. That was fun.
John Ball Zoo?
No, I went to Boulder Ridge.
What is that?
It's a different zoo.
Where though?
I don't know. Alto?
Oh, never heard of it.
Kind of like you're going to Coopersville.
Oh.
And then what else was the other one? What else did we do? Oh, I went to the beach. First time swimming in the lake.
Like Michigan?
No, it was a little lake, but it was the first time she swam in a lake.
You've never swam in a lake before?
Greenlee, you ding-a-ling. I've swam in a lake. I did an Ironman.
First I thought you meant Lake Michigan, and I was like, that's cool. I've never swam in Lake Michigan either.
You've never swam in Lake Michigan? Mm-mm. You're from Michigan.
I know, but
that's weird.
How did Greenlee like swimming in a lake?
She liked it.
Was it cold?
It was a little cold, but she did not care. I was in it with her. It was fine.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's what we did.
We both had very exciting weekends, clearly.
As you can see, we have cool, I have a babysitter Friday and I'm going to a concert.
Oh yeah, you're trying to get me to come with you.
Because it'll be fun. We can have drinks and like be young. You don't like to have fun.
I don't like to have fun.
Have fun with me.
My thing is I have a remote until 7 on Friday. And
I feel
then
like I always get so close to my work friends, and then they never want to hang out with me outside
I
of work.
I hang out with you outside of work all the time.
But you don't want to go do nighttime stuff.
I do. And I already told you maybe, which doesn't mean no.
Yeah, but I know what it means.
But I'm already going to be downtown. It just depends on what time.
Oh, is that festival you're going to be at downtown?
No, but I'll have to come back downtown to bring all this stuff in the vehicle off. But it's not that far away. It's at some church. Not that far. I think it's by Rachel Gray's house, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So maybe. I told you maybe. That doesn't mean
no. I feel like all of my friends, though, like when I want to go out, it's like, I got to sit here. I'm going to go out. That's the day. Either no one wants to or no one can. And I'm like, why?
You should plan these things super far in advance.
I've noticed that when I do that, it's almost worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because then it builds too much hype. Like, oh, we got to sit here, so much fun. And then it ends up being lame. We have nothing to do.
Well, you for sure have something to do this time. You have tickets to a concert.
Right, we're going to the concert. Simple plan.
Is it just you and Jim?
Right. And Gravy and his girlfriend.
Mm, have fun.
Nothing like going with your boss to a concert.
and his girlfriend, who he just got back together with.
Yeah. Do I broach that, or do I act like nothing? Mm-mm. Nope. You just act like nothing.
Yep. You don't say anything about
it. So, Mindy, you dumped him and now you're back. That's a bad idea.
What would you say? Yeah. So you guys are back together.
So, how's glad you're going? Back together.
Second time's a charm.
See, I've been one in past relationships. I've had that where my boyfriend, we broke up, we're back together. We broke up, we're back together. By the time I met Jim, I was 24. And I said, I'm never, if we get in a fight and you think you're going to break up with me or we're done and we don't talk for a week, I don't play that game no more.
Right.
And I told him that. And he never threatened it. We never broke up once.
You've never even talked about breaking up once?
Nope.
Good for you. That's a long time.
We got in arguments. And then, you know, but he might have internally thought things were rocky at one point. I don't know. But I told him, don't threaten it unless you want it. Because I will not come back. Because I'm done being someone's dog. Like, I'm not playing that game.
She's a strong, independent woman.
Well, the boyfriend I had before Jim, the long-term boyfriend, was like that, where he went to the school next to mine growing up, and we started dating. He went to a different college than me. We dated for like 3 years, and it was constant. Every other month. I never dumped him. It was always, he was over this. Oh my God, he couldn't do this anymore. He needed a break. We're on a break. He made all the decisions, and it was constant. And then we're back together. Then we broke up. Then we're back together. Then we broke up.
I can't believe you did that.
You couldn't keep up. Well, it was like 12, 13 years ago now. You know what I mean? I'm a grown adult now. But at the time, I was like 21. And I loved him, and I let it happen. And then by the time that we were actually done, and I finally just ended it with him, because I was like, I can't emotionally take this anymore.
Right.
It's been years of it. And I'm just like, felt so stupid.
The worst.
I wasted so much time of having fun with my friends and experiencing college on this doofus. Like, no offense, dude, but you're an asshole.
Is he listening?
I don't know. He might be. God only knows what he does.
You haven't talked to him?
No, we're friends on Facebook now, and I'm glad he's doing well, but okay, I was a drama queen a lot, but he gave me reason to be a drama queen.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Why are you constantly dumping me?
Hopefully.
But then begging me to come back. That's why I was dramatic all the time when I was around, because I'm not stupid.
Right.
You're in a fraternity at U of M. You're dumping me again on, example, one of the many times he broke up with me was he called me on Halloween.
just so he could hook
you know
up
what
with someone.
I wanted to do it this weekend, but I knew I couldn't do it in person, so we need a break. We need to break up on
and
Halloween.
You were just like, okay.
In college. Now you remember Halloween in college.
Yes.
And I go, all right, Steve. And I hung up. And that was one of the times I didn't freak out. I didn't cry. I just said, I'm going out with my friend. Screw this guy.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, again.
2 months?
2 months later, I get an email. This is the longest we had gone without talking.
An
and it
email?
Says, well, this is before everyone's on Facebook real big. You know, it was like 2005, maybe 06. And it says, just want to see how you're doing. I miss you.
Email. That
can I call? That turns into, can I call you?
Yeah. Two things about that are weird to me. The fact that it's through email and the fact that it was 2 months. I was expecting you to say like a week, if that.
That was the longest we'd gone. And I thought we were legitimately done this time.
How long did it usually go?
We'd never stop talking. We'd be on a break. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was never a break. That was the first time there was an actual break involved.
Gotcha.
And then got back together, but we weren't together. No, we're just seeing how things go.
You can't label it, Jack.
Exactly. Like, no label. And it was just, oh my God, it was such a headache. So then when we were together, we'd get along pretty good until we were drunk, and then I'd be emotional and be a basket case because I was mad at him. He was pulling me along on a string.
Do you think that if he hadn't, pissed you off so much, you would still be with him?
Yeah, probably.
That's terrifying.
And it wouldn't be a good life.
No.
Because we weren't meant to be together. Yeah. Just polar opposites.
I'm glad.
Super conservative, super Catholic. More than once he'd get drunk and be like, I will have a Catholic wedding and I'm in this Catholic life. And I'd be like, you have fun with that, deuces. Super, super conservative.
Weird.
Not my bag.
No, but if it is yours, that's fine.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine, but we were obviously going to butt heads because that's not how I am.
Right, exactly.
But we went like that for a long time.
That's so unhealthy.
I know. It was terrible. It was terrible.
But I feel like a lot of young relationships are unhealthy.
Oh, I feel like so many are like that.
I don't even remember how we got started talking about this.
We're talking about gravy.
Oh.
when we see them, because it made me think, as an adult, I would not put up with that. You're not going to call me. If you call me and break up with me,
don't call me.
You're
back.
Not. Don't call me again. And if you try, I probably would ignore you.
Yeah, I mean, it would.
And that's not anything against her. I won't.
No.
If she's listening, Mindy, I'm sure you had your reasons. It's not.
Right. It's all.
That's just me.
It's all like a case by case scenario,
right,
too.
Right.
But that's just not my thing.
Me neither. Just because I don't like playing those games, because once you do it once, it's
you're
like anything.
You're going to do it again.
You're going to do it again because then it becomes your go-to when you get in a fight.
Right.
We're done. I'm done with you. Oh, okay.
Instead of just figuring out whatever you are fighting
about.
See
you next week when you call me again.
Right.
Because like that was a thing with this with my ex. I lived 2.5 hours away. I went to Ferris. He went to U of M.
Mm.
It could have just been done when you dumped me.
Right.
You didn't have to keep coming back. And it right. wasn't like I called him incessantly. Whenever he dumped me, I'd say, okay, bye. I miss him. And then he'd sure enough call me or send me a Facebook wink or whatever they called it back then.
A poke.
And the next thing you know, we're talking and then we're back together. And then we're back apart. Then we're back together.
Don't you hate looking back on it? And you're like, why did I do that?
Yeah. And I look back and think I did come off crazy, probably to all of his friends.
Because, right. But he was making you crazy.
Because yes, I'd go there and I'd end up getting really drunk because they were crazy. Like they drink like fish. And then I'd get hammered and then I'd say and do bratty things and act like a baby. Like, you probably like that girl. And
because
oh my God.
He was a jerk all
but
the time.
I'm sorry, you were a jerk all the time.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Well, hopefully with Gravy and Mindy, that doesn't happen. We'll just leave it at that.
It won't happen.
But don't ask about it on Friday.
But
moral
don't ask about
the
it Friday.
Story.
The moral of the story is I don't ask about it on Friday. The good part about it is this. I really like Mindy.
I like Mindy as well. And the other good thing is you're at a concert, so there's not really much talking involved at a concert anyways.
True.
It's not like you're going to be chit-chatting all night
True.
Long.
True. And this is a reverse of what I'm talking about. Like, I'm used to the guy doing that.
Right.
And you know why they're doing it. They want to go get some from someone else.
Right.
I'm not used to it being the girl doing it to the guy. So, for all we know, maybe Gravy did something really boneheaded and he's not telling us.
That's very true. It is Gravy.
Dude, it could be.
Now I'm just playing through in my head, like, what did he do? Well, something stupid.
We're going to sit on that. It'll come out eventually. So if you're listening, I'm sure I'll eventually be able to tell you what happened. Okay. So last week, we wanted to talk about the new app, Saraha. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't. All I know is it's Sarah with an A-H. Sarah.
Yes. Saraha.
I don't know.
And but we forgot
bring
to talk
us
about
to
it.
This week's topic, too.
Yeah, perfectly. So this app, if you're not familiar with Sarah or whatever it's freaking called, it's basically an app. You register and then people can comment or send you basically messages
anonymously
saying what they think of you.
And like the motto of the app is like constructive criticism, basically. But is that
but
really?
Why do I want your constructive? Why do I care what the hell you think?
That's the point. Like, why do these people care? That's what why do a majority of my Facebook friends want to hear the opinions anonymously of other Facebook friends.
Right. And the thing is, before this app kind of blew up and was getting all over the place, I started seeing my friends on Facebook posting screen grabs of the messages they were getting.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. Like, things like, I've always wanted to ask you out, was too scared.
Right.
And
a
I'm
lot
like,
of
I saw a lot
like
of that.
Yep.
And I'm like, what is that? I don't, what is this? And they'd be like, oh, LOL, I wonder who it was. And I'm like, yeah,
oh my gosh,
how don't you know?
Attention.
Someone emailed you that. But now I get it. This app, I feel like, is a train wreck waiting to happen.
Oh, it's awful. It's what was the app or the website that was basically the same thing? Like 10 years ago.
I know exactly what you're talking about. What was
but
it?
It's just people getting bullied, I think.
Right.
It's either you're getting hit on by an anonymous person, so why does it even matter?
Right, it's all like...
Or you're getting bullied.
There was one in college that was very similar, and it was basically like as seen in the quad or something kind of thing, or seen in the class.
I like remember. A Craigslist misconnection
Yes,
thing.
It was that. What was that thing called? And it went big for like a semester, and then it died down. It must have got taken down or people stopped using it. But it would say things like, I saw you at Shooters and you had a bow in your hair. I've always thought you were cute. Hee hee.
Like, okay.
And everyone's like, Jackie, it's you because you wear a bow everywhere. I had an obsession with bows.
Okay, I wonder where your daughter gets it from. But my thing is okay,
asshole.
Even though this is already dying out already, we're not even allowed to get it.
Well, I don't want it.
I would never have gotten it anyway.
And I would never endorse it. I don't
we got
think
an
it's a
email
good thing.
From work saying we are not to get
right.
it.
Right.
which I mean, yeah, I wasn't going to get it anyways, but I just want to know why people want the opinions of others, especially if it's anonymous.
Right.
Like, if someone's going to hit on me, just do it. Grow a pair. We're adults.
Right. And constructive criticism. If you're going to give me some constructive critique, I want to know who you are and what your credentials are.
Right. Like, what are you critiquing?
It's like, have you ever had a viewer or a listener give you, like, criticize you and then say, I'm just giving you some constructive criticism. But do you work in my field? You can't give me constructive criticism if you don't work in my field.
Yeah, you come and try it for a day and then I'll give you the constructive criticism.
Yeah, then I'll give you the criticism. I'll go to your factory and give you criticism about making bottles or whatever the hell you do.
Yeah, I really just don't get it. If someone uses it and likes it that's listening to this podcast, would you shoot us an email and let us know why you like it?
Like, what is good about it?
I don't know if it, maybe people are just lonely and they want...
maybe it's good for adults because they're more mature, but I feel like middle schoolers and high schoolers, and they get on it, and
this is not good.
No, it's not good. It's asking for a bullying situation.
But also, why should adults in that sense need to use it? Because we are adults, and I feel like I could just say, like, Jackie, you look really cute today.
Right. If it's only for compliments, which is all I've seen people post.
Right, because it's not like I'm going to be like, Jackie, you're a bag of shit.
Yeah, like, be real.
Because if I'm not going to say it to your face, I'm not going to say it at all.
Well, and if you thought that about me, you just wouldn't hang out with me.
Right,
like,
exactly.
What's the point?
I wouldn't be Facebook friends with you if I was like, you're a terrible person.
I don't understand. I guess I just don't understand what the point of this app is.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if someone out there in podcast world uses it and likes it, I want to know why.
Yeah.
Like, what are the pros and cons to this?
Fill me in. Wait, so earlier you said this tied into our other topic. Well, how does
this because there's so much hype surrounding this, and it's just not worth the hype to me. And so that's why I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about what are some other things that I'm like, there's so much hype around this thing, or it costs a lot of money and a lot of people talk about it, and it's just not worth it, or it is worth it. Like, what are those
things? Rarely is anything worth it.
I have a few.
All right.
So I wrote down a list of things that I think are either worth it or not worth it.
Right.
Like, things that have a lot of hype, and you didn't.
I have a mental list. I have a mental list. I do.
Do you want me to say things that are worth it or aren't worth it at first?
Well, I'll start because you're convinced I don't have a list.
Okay, go.
One, worth it, always worth it, makeup. Expensive makeup.
Okay, I have on my list only Urban Decay eyeshadow palettes. Any other makeup, not worth it.
Have you tried other stuff, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to get...
We're talking about foundations and everything.
Yeah, I used to get a makeup subscription monthly.
To what?
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
So,
and I canceled it because I was like, this crap isn't any better than what I'm buying at Walmart.
Okay.
But eyeshadow, yes. I love Urban Decay eyeshadow.
But Urban Decay is just one, like, MAC eyeshadow, super pigmented, Jeffree Star, all those super pigmented.
Right. That's
those
basically
are good.
What I meant because I've only ever used Urban Decay.
Okay. Yeah. High-end eyeshadow, always worth it because it's so much more pigmented. The color is going to go in better. It's going to stay longer, which means the palette will last longer because you don't have to use as much.
Exactly.
100% worth the money. That said, foundation, hell yeah. Lancome foundation, all day, all night, girl.
I just feel like it couldn't be any better. Like, I feel like
it is better.
Foundation is, like, all the same.
Do you wear foundation, though? You have nice skin.
I do wear foundation, yeah. Oh. It's, like, foundation plus lotion, though. It's not, like,
oh, so it's
actual,
like a tinted moisturizer.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, Chanel, their tinted, their CC cream, girl. That's my life. That's my life. I wear that.
And how much does it cost? Because mine costs less than $10.
Like $50.
Exactly.
Where do you get yours?
Just like Walmart or Meijer or something.
That's the one thing that I would splurge on.
We all have that thing, so I get it.
Yeah, makeup is the one big thing I will splurge on.
If I had money, I probably would as well.
What is... Okay, let's go to your list.
Okay. This one is just worth the hype. It's not expensive. You will agree with me. Pop sockets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so obsessed with my pop socket.
If you don't know what a pop socket is, it's a little disc that sticks to the back of your phone and it pops out almost like a kickstand, but you can use it to take selfies, to hold your phone. I have the adapter. It clicks onto my dashboard of my car for maps and it is amazing.
I need that for maps, but not only maps, but music. So I can just like hit next on a song.
It's awesome.
So here's the thing. I didn't realize how much like I was using my pinky on the bottom of my phone.
Oh,
but imagine holding your phone, but not using your pinky. It sounds stupid, but it's the coolest.
It sounds really
most
stupid, but it is
changing
cool.
thing.
No, and I made fun of everyone that had one. Oh, you're so cool and trendy. You have a pop socket.
Right.
And I got one over at the old Tarjay, and now I love it. I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, I would never.
My husband has
now.
One now.
He does?
Yes, Jimmy has a pop socket. But the worst part is, though, his is all nerdy. He's like, I got this from a customer today, and it says, like, whatever, something storage on it, like a network, like a company.
That's
an
a good
IT
marketing
company.
Idea.
So it's on, he's got a pop socket by an IT company, and he's like, look it, I'm cool, too. I'm like, no.
Honey, no.
Yours not cool. Yours is lame.
Okay, something now that's worth the money. You're going to agree with this one, too. Lululemon.
No.
Really?
I 100% disagree.
Okay, tell me why.
Because I have been buying all my athletic wear at Target and Meijer lately.
I do like theirs.
And it's fine. The sports bra I'm wearing, oh no, this is Adidas. I shouldn't have said that. This was cheap though. I got it at an outlet mall. The sports bras I normally wear every day, I buy them at Target for like $15 mm-hmm. and they're the bomb. I bought a Lululemon one secondhand the other day. You were with me at a consignment store. I bought that Lululemon sports bra.
I didn't know you had a Lululemon sport.
The white and black one I bought at the secondhand store we went to, where I did the remote.
Uptown Cheapskate.
Uptown Cheapskate.
Okay.
So I bought that sports bra. Okay. I'm all excited. It's the exact same shape as my Target one that I wear daily. Like, uh-huh. I have to wash it all the time because I wear it so much.
Uh-huh.
I was so pumped. I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
It's not near as good as the Target one.
See, I don't know anything about their bras or tops. I've only ever worn their bottoms. Do you have any of their bottoms?
I have a pair of running shorts and a pair of pants, leggings.
And how do you feel about those?
I like them a lot, but I don't love them for the price. They're over $100.
Yes, I've never bought a pair new. I've only ever bought them secondhand.
And that's the thing. I feel like I can go get leggings from Target and look just as good.
Yeah, I would only ever buy them new from the store if they were on sale, but I feel like their on sale price for pants is $69, and I probably wouldn't pay that,
right.
But I think that they're
the problem
worth
is,
that.
Okay, and here's the other thing about them. They're worth that the first wear, like
oh, see,
after they're clean.
Oh, mine wash well.
Oh, mine wash well, too. What I'm saying is the first wear, like, I don't wash my clothes enough. So if I wear them, they look bomb, right, when I walk, because they're clean, whatever. Then the second time, if I don't wash them and try to wear them again, they're like saggy. I'm pulling them up, pulling them up, pulling
See,
them up.
See, I never do that with like athletic clothes. I never wear them more than once without washing them.
See, most people don't. I am an anomaly. I don't follow that rule. This sports bra is so dirty right now.
But if I was just wearing it just to wear it, like to work or something, then I wouldn't wash it.
Right.
But rarely do I wear it if I hadn't worked out in it. So it's disgusting. Like, if I'm wearing workout clothes, then I worked out in them, so they need to be washed.
Oh, I just wear workout clothes.
A lot of people feel that way about Lulu, though. They just wear it and don't work out in it.
Right. And they sell workout clothes to look a lot cuter now, so you don't look quite as... Well, not for me today. Today, I'm wearing a loose-fit tank top, running shorts, and a big headband. I look like crap.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I really like that headband.
Oh, well, this was a gift from one of the girls at the pageant.
Really? It's cute.
Yeah, we do gifts. That's a pageant thing. You buy each contestant a gift.
Every single contestant?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, what?
Yeah.
What did you buy them?
I had custom bags of Grand Rapids popcorn made, candy corn.
What did you, I need to, what? My mind is blown. What else
Why
did you get?
Blowing your mind?
I had no idea.
One girl gave everyone a pineapple keychain. It was really cute.
You love pineapples.
I do love pineapples. So that was cute. One girl brought like fudge. Another person brought like all kinds of like treats and stuff. Just little things.
That is crazy. I had no idea.
This headband.
I want to do a pageant now just so I can get some presents.
Get the little prezzies. Little prezzies.
Okay. Do you have anything else that's worth it or not worth it?
Worth the hype, not worth the hype. Jeans.
I don't wear jeans.
Never? Okay. That's weird. Hold on. Back up.
I have some quote-unquote jeans. They're not denim.
They're like stretchy, like jeggings?
Yeah, from Old Navy.
Jeans are worth the money. I will spend money on good jeans.
I probably would if I wore actual denim. I just hate wearing actual pants. I don't ever wear pants that button.
Never?
Like, all of my pants from Old Navy are just pull-on.
What are you wearing right now?
These are shorts, so they button. But if I'm wearing pants, they don't. Like, in all my work, like, my dress capris and stuff don't button.
What?
They all just pull on.
They pull on.
Yeah.
Can they be considered a dress pant if they just pull on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Okay, well, I will spend good money on jeans. I think they look better.
Okay, I believe you. Another thing that is worth the hype and the money, pumpkin spice lattes from Starbucks.
I would never eat pumpkin anything.
What?
Yeah, what is this pumpkin obsession people have?
It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Have you ever even tried anything pumpkin?
Yeah. I live in Michigan. I've tried pumpkin stuff, but I don't like love it like other girls are like obsessed with it. Like, oh my God, fall's coming! Oh my God, pumpkin!
I love fall.
Like, they freak out. I love fall. Fall is my favorite.
Me too.
But it's not because of pumpkin.
It's because of everything fall.
Like the weather, I like cross country's in the fall.
Yes, I love the weather.
I know the weather's my favorite. But no, you will spend that much money on a pumpkin drink.
Yeah, I like them.
What's so good about them?
They taste delicious, and they're highly caffeinated.
How many cals?
I don't know. You can get it skinny without whip, and it's not that bad.
I'm a weirdo about drinking my calories.
Yeah, I know. I agree. That's only because
I like heavy meals. So if I'm going to have like a 600-calorie meal, I don't want my drink to be 300. Because I'm like, oh, man, I could have just had like a water or a coffee.
I completely see that.
Yeah, I don't know. It weirds me out.
Okay, speaking of fall and spooky things, my not worth the hype.
Okay.
Something that I hate that everyone loves. Stranger Things, the TV show on Netflix.
You don't hate Stranger Things.
I don't hate it. I think it's really boring.
I loved Stranger Things.
This is exactly like the conversation we had last
night. 1.5 days.
The whole season?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't think it's worth the hype.
Little baby Greeley slept on my lap almost the entire series because she was only 2 months old.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's boring.
Oh, she was younger than 2 months. She was a month and a half. She was like a month and a half old. And I watched the crap out of that show.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think it's boring.
Really?
I don't know if I even finished the season.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to watch
it? The first episode really hooked me.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, from there, I was like, so we're just going to watch his mom, like, go crazy and...
Oh, my God. How many episodes did you watch?
I don't remember. Should I try it again?
Yes.
Okay.
Know what books you need to read? My guilty pleasure books?
Is this a Stranger Things a book series?
No.
Oh, what?
Pretty Little Liars.
I didn't know that was books.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was just a television show.
No, it was books way before a television show.
Oh, my gosh. She's so mad.
That's shocking that you did not know that.
Nope. I had no idea.
The books are way better and crazier.
I never watched the TV Nunga! Show either.
What?
Mm-mm.
I'm so mad at you. I love Pretty Little Liars. And I love the girls in it. I want to look like all of them.
Oh, they're like 16, aren't they?
In real life, they're like 29. I know.
Really?
I know, because I have a weird thing about Googling actors' ages to see if they're younger than me.
That is weird.
And I get a really jolt of excitement when I see one older than me.
Well, yeah, because that's rare.
It's like...
They're all super young.
You think they're young, and then you Google them, and you're like, oh, you're 29, you're 30? Okay.
How many books are there?
13 or 14, maybe even 15.
That's so many.
They're quick reads.
Do you have them?
They're on... Most of them are on the Nook.
Okay, that's...
Not the first one, though.
That's another thing that I think is not worth the money. I'm sorry.
Really?
Buying books.
Wait, what? What?
Because I have the app... Like, obviously, I'll read the books that you buy. But
she has no problem reading all the books I buy.
But
I gave her the password to my Nook. So, because if you have Nook, you know, it's kind of like Netflix for books. We have to buy them.
Yeah.
So, I gave her a password so you can download the app. And then my whole library is there. Uh-huh. So, she can just read my books.
So, I read Jackie's books that she purchased all the time. But before that, I had an app through the local library where you could digitally check out a book and then return it.
Girl, bye.
For free. For free.
Yeah, but what's annoying is this. If they have a digital version, why can only one person have it at a time? That makes no sense.
I don't know. I really don't get it.
Is that their way of being like, it's still a library, it's checked out?
I don't know.
That makes no sense. They have a waiting list for a digital book.
Yeah.
Is there really only one copy?
It'll tell you how many copies they have.
Maybe I guess there's copies of it. It just seems odd.
It'll say like you're 50th in line out of 4 copies or something.
See, I can't
I've been like 300th in line before.
I can't wait for anything.
Yeah, no, that at that point, usually I would just go and see if you have
it. If you really want the book, you'll just go get it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing about Nook books is a lot of times they're under 10 bucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're cheaper than if you buy like a hard copy.
Okay, but also when talking about books, I had textbooks in mind because I hate buying textbooks.
Oh, don't get me started on that. I hated that too.
So I'm a grad student right now, so obviously I'm still buying textbooks. I just bought a book last night for my upcoming semester, but I'm so mad. When I was in my undergrad, I didn't even think about it. I would just go to the bookstore.
Oh, yeah, I bought whatever they told me to buy.
Now I'm like, okay.
They'd say new or used. Used if you have it, and that was it.
Right. And now I'm like, what book do I need? Okay, I need one book this semester. Amazon, $19.
Here's the thing, though. When we were in school, you couldn't go, well, when I was at least, 04 to 2010, you couldn't go to Amazon in 2005 and be like, let me find this book and get it cheap like that.
Right.
It wasn't, we didn't have that capability. You bought what the bookstore told you to buy.
I'm hoping that no one, like, how are bookstores still in business? Why are you selling a book for $300 that I can buy on Amazon for $19?
Why is a textbook ever $300?
I don't get it.
For one copy. And then you got to think, my class alone had 40 students. 40 of us spent $300?
Exactly. The kicker of that is last semester, spring semester, I had to buy a book for $50. The only place they had it was the bookstore that the professor himself wrote.
Yes! I had a class that did that. The professor wrote it. The book wasn't even hard bound. It was paper and then spiral bound. They spiraled it. And it was like $80.
Yeah, nothing chapped
my... You wrote this on your computer!
Nothing chapped my ass more than seeing that he was the author. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Right.
How pompous are you?
Oh, I know. I remember. Oh, I remember, don't even get me the same professor. She's a nice woman, but my God, she had me so worked up in that class. I failed it. I had to retake it with a different professor.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got a C-.
Which is failed.
It was my program because it was communication, and you had to get above a C. You had to be B- or better.
C's get degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll
they
see.
They don't anymore in grad school, but in undergrad, C's got degrees.
Well, they do unless it's part of your program and you have to have better than a C.
Right.
So only your core classes of communication, I had to have like basically a B minus or better, a 79
right.
or higher.
Right.
And in that class, I got like a C minus.
Oh.
I was so mad.
Okay. My last thing that is not worth the hyper money, expensive wine.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go to Walmart, and I'm going to buy myself a box of wine, and it's going to taste the same.
My $12 Prosecco is the bomb, and I don't care. It's so good.
One thing I wanted to ask you about specifically, though, is mom stuff. I feel like there's a lot of stuff for kids that is like all moms are like, you have to have this. It's so great.
Some stuff, yeah. Some stuff, no.
You should. Have you talked to Rachel about that? Like, did you tell her what things she would need and what things she wouldn't?
No, because like I'm a very relaxed mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wash my hands every 3 seconds. I didn't mommy proof the house or baby proof the house until she was old enough to move. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have either.
For 2 months, no, 4 or 5 months really, they just lie there.
Right.
They can't even crawl. I'm not going to.
So what's the point?
Like, I'm not going to hide everything. And
she's not going to stick her finger in a socket.
When she can't even move.
Right.
So, yeah. So I was just a little more hands off. So I don't know. I always assume everyone knows more than me. Like, I'm like, Rachel knows more than me. She probably knows way more about this than I do. And she's not even a mom yet. You know what I mean?
She just read so many books leading up to that. She's probably the smartest book. Like,
she did tell me that the books were. She's like, I mean, it helped me in some ways. But at the same time, I guess it didn't prepare me mentally. Like. For the challenge of being a mom, like...
There's no way a book can prepare you for that.
A book can't prepare you because they don't know your kid.
Right.
And that's the thing that's, like, that's what's hard.
And they don't know, like, how your pregnancy is going to be or...
Things that are worth the money to me, let me think, for baby stuff. A good car seat.
Okay.
I think a good car seat because, A, it saves their life if you're in a car accident.
Right.
B, like, Greenlee's baby car seat was, like... Very expensive, but she would sleep in that thing. She was in it all the time. I thought it was worth the money because she was in it all the time.
How much is very expensive?
$450.
Holy cow!
It's expensive. Her stroller, you want to gasp, her stroller was $600.
What?
Yeah, well, we thought we were
I just have no idea because I don't have kids.
We thought we were
know.
Having twins.
Yeah.
So we bought one that was made for two. But then when we didn't have to, we took it back. And the lady said, just so you know, you can take it back if you want. But this one's also good for a single. And she totally sold me on keeping it.
Oh, my gosh.
And we both regret it. Jim says it to me all the time, this is a good stroller, but we did not need to keep this thing.
So you could just, like, convert it, and it, you still use it.
You don't even have to convert it. It basically, it's, so for an infant, you clip on a car seat. Uh-huh. It has an adapter on the bottom to clip on two car seats if needed. So you can have two. And then when you switch to a seat, it has the two seats, clip.
Gotcha.
But it's got tons of storage space. Super. It is a really nice stroller. Folds completely in half. So it's for being able to hold two children. It's really nice.
Do you regret spending $600?
Yes. Oh, totally.
That is insane to me.
That was stupid. So that one, no, not worth it.
Holy
and
cow,
you can buy that stuff used way cheaper. Like my Bob, which is my running stroller, I use it all the time. Uh-huh. It originally was like $600, I think. I got it for $200 from the neighbor. Oh, no, $150 from the neighbor.
Oh, good.
And it's still in great condition. It's just about like...
What about, I always see that commercial on TV that's like the mom and it's like by the second kid you use this brand of diapers. Do you get the cheaper diapers?
We just buy diapers. We don't even look at them.
You just look.
A lot of people do care about that stuff, but Greenlee doesn't have a reaction to anything and she doesn't seem to have a difference. So I just buy whatever's cheapest. I mean, I personally like Huggies the best, but that's just a Jackie thing. Jim doesn't give a crap and it doesn't make a difference to Greenlee.
Gotcha. Interesting.
I'm convinced that Huggies holds more, though. That might just be me.
You heard it here first, folks.
I'm convinced. Nose Frida is a must-have, and they're cheap, and you have to have it.
What is that?
It sucks. You suck boogers out of their nose.
Why don't you just get that little ball thing?
That thing does not work. Don't get me going on the ball thing. That thing is stupid.
Okay, what's the difference between this?
The ball thing goes... up at their nose, I'm just boo, like a. When I suck with this, I go.
You suck it with your mouth?
Yeah.
Do you get boogers in your mouth?
No, there's a stopper.
Oh.
And you can get a lot of boogers out of that little
That's
nose.
That's really disgusting.
I don't care. Get them out of her nose.
I mean, like the fact that all of that came out of her nose.
Oh, yeah. It's
I would
crazy.
Be really freaked out.
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, God. I feel like I would get.
Wait till you get poop on her face, and then you're like. Nothing surprises you anymore. Dude, she reaches in her diaper and touches her own poop.
Ew, why?
Babies do that.
So do old people. I guess I understand. I worked in nursing homes. I've seen it all.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. They just do.
That's weird. real quick, we also need to talk about something. I was listening to a different morning show on the way to work the other day, and it was not on our station. And they were talking.
Can you tell me which one? Just mouth it? Okay.
And can I talk about them? Can I just say it?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. And they were talking about the Taylor Swift case. The lawsuit
against DJ
Mueller. I mean,
it's
going to
be obvious who you're talking
right,
about
if
after
you listen.
This, but you don't need to say
and
it.
And the guy basically said this. I'm just going to stop right here. I want to tell you, I know this guy, and he's a good guy, and I'm sorry. This is just ridiculous to me.
Because like, you know him,
he's
a good guy.
He is a good guy, and this is dumb, and it's dumb. He touched her when she didn't want to be touched. And then he sued her.
Because he lost his job.
Because he lost his job over
which
it.
Which he deserved.
Which he deserved. Don't touch me, bro.
Have you seen the picture? Your hand is...
It's down out of the frame.
It's clear where your hand is.
And, like, I know her dress wasn't ruffled and they're all that, like, speculation.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Don't touch my ass. Because you know what? I don't care what you say. You were touching her ass in the photo, on the, at least on the outside of her dress.
I can't believe that this... DJ said that.
Yes, and this guy is like syndicated on in three cities.
Did
it made me sick. I was so mad.
It's like a group show, so did anyone call him out?
No one called him out.
Oh, I would have walked out of there.
Not one, two women on that damn show, and not one called
That's
him out.
Disgusting.
Okay. Yeah, he's, if you feel that way, maybe say nothing next time.
I just feel like his main argument was, I know this guy, so he didn't do it.
Yeah, if he says he didn't do it, he didn't do it. You know what? Serial killers and rapists say they didn't do it when they did it.
They often say they didn't do
right.
it.
And you know what? Maybe he'd been drinking. It was before the show. Maybe he thought it was funny. Maybe there was a bet, and maybe he couldn't believe that this happened, or maybe he doesn't remember.
Maybe he just didn't think he would get caught.
That's exactly what happened. He didn't think he'd get caught.
He didn't think she would say anything about it.
That had to have been it.
He's disgusting.
He is disgusting.
A piece of trash human being, and I'm so glad he lost
because
that case.
Because only because Taylor Swift has no reason to lie about that.
No, why would she?
Why would she care about some random DJ in, but you know, BFE? Like, who cares?
Some trash human being touching her.
Yeah, from 2013.
Right.
This was 2013, 4 years ago.
And she clearly had nothing to gain from it. She sued him for $1.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is if she was some C-list celebrity that was like, I want to get, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Getting her name back out there. She don't need her name back out there. And he sued her.
No, she's actually trying to not be in the spotlight right now. So this was more of a burden than anything else.
Right, than anything else.
But that
made me so angry listening to him talk about that.
No one called him out, A. And B, I wonder if their Facebook page is blowing up yet.
Well, I've seen a few people post on it.
Good.
And a few people are mad. And I saw a former guy that used to work there post, and he shared it. Mm-hmm. She just mouthed who it was. And he shared it, and he said, I don't know if this is true because I didn't hear it, but if it is, man, I can't believe no one stood up against him and said, hey, let's debate about this if that's what you think. Because that's bullcrap.
It's crazy that people who make that much money a year just think that they're untouchable and they can say whatever they want.
Right. And they're that stupid.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, stupid. Because being real, that is ridiculous. Like, you should know that your audience is going to be a lot of women and they're going to be mad when you say that.
Right. Your demographic is women. But also, are you saying that the judge and the jury were wrong?
I guess so. Oh, it was before the verdict.
Oh.
It was before the verdict when he said it was. I heard it on the way last week when I was going to that hair store to buy a hairbrush.
Well, I would like to hear what he has to say now.
I kind of wish I would have tuned in and listened.
The guy is appealing the decision.
He is? Mm-hmm. He's still fighting it?
Mm-hmm.
What does he think? I don't understand because I feel
I think he's just making more of an ass of himself.
He's so adamant that he didn't do it. But the thing is, why would she say you did?
Right.
Like, why would she lie about that?
She is not, like, the amount, isn't he suing for, like,
$3
million?
In 2013, she was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, she was young.
Isn't he suing for, like, $3
million? Yes, $3
million. That's nothing to her. She could just settle out of court and give it to you if she really, if she was like, hey, he actually didn't, let's just settle and keep it on the down.
Right.
She has literally nothing to gain.
Yeah, like, if he didn't do it, no one would even know what happened because she could make him sign a thing saying, I will never speak of it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And why would she say he did if he didn't? She has no reason to lie about it.
I just can't believe he's appealing it.
Oh, it makes me so mad. Like, it makes me so mad. It makes me think of when I got into radio originally. So I've got eclectic taste. I like costuming. I like cosplay. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of things. Well, in the last 6 years, they're not considered overly sexy anymore.
Yeah.
6-7 years ago, people were like, oh, that's pretty sexy. Which I don't know if it's just times have changed a little bit or with the internet, we see more skin. Yeah. I don't know. Clothing styles have changed, mm-hmm. but I got a lot of slack when I got into radio because I'd post these photos I was doing and these costumes I made and my friends that I did for fun. I thought they were cool and I didn't think they were overly sexy. Mm-hmm. I had some cleavage. I've got boobs. I'm sorry.
Right. If you know Jackie as a person, you would know she isn't going to be like, look at me. I'm so sexy.
No, I don't at all. And I like doing photo shoots and I like doing makeup and crazy makeup. And that was just something I like to do.
Yeah.
And so it started with, I had a professor that came up to me and said, you started quite the debate in class in amongst the professors in the comm department. And I said, why? And she said, well, just over the fact that you're like using your sexuality to up your career.
What?
She said that to me. And I said, how is that okay? She goes, well, you know, you post all those photos and stuff. And I said, I was like ashamed of myself. I thought I did something wrong. And I was like, oh, I didn't think it was bad. And she's like, no, I didn't say it was bad. I'm just saying it started a debate about how we communicate. And that's what she claimed. So then I was really upset about it. But I was like, whatever.
What a jerk.
Screw that lady. I have a job, I guess. And if that's what she thinks I'm doing, then whatever. But then we've talked about this before. Michigan Buzzboards.
Yeah.
They started saying terrible things about me. And other radio hosts would say things that weren't at my station about me.
Buzzboards are where people go who don't work in media anymore.
Right.
And they're like scorned lovers who need to talk crap about other people. But when they're talking crap about you, it hurts.
Right. And people would say mean things about like the costumes I came up with or the photos I posted. Like, she obviously only got that because she's got a, you know, set of tits. Like, terrible things.
That's awful.
And I would just be like, okay, whatever. I guess I deserve it because I dressed like that. But now that I'm a grown-ass woman, I'm like, no, I'm going to post whatever freaking photo I want.
Right, because I'm having fun and I'm wearing
and
cosplay
I like it.
For fun.
And like, it's not your business. I'll do any photo shoot I want, whether it's in a string bikini. And it's my body, and I don't care if you think I'm using my sexuality for my job. It's my life.
Right. I was just about to say, whose business is it if you're using that to get ahead? Well, it's still your own choice. Why it doesn't have anything to do with
anything. And I wasn't using it to get ahead. That was what I did and I like to do. And then all of a sudden there was a bigger audience looking at it because I was on the radio.
Right.
I did it before that.
Right.
Like it's just what? Like it's just now all of a sudden I had more people looking at it. And no one cared. No one, none of my listeners or viewers wrote bad things about me. Only these people in the industry want to say mean things about it.
Right, who wanted your job, probably.
Right. And it's like, fine, feel that way. I don't give a crap. Like,
people are such jerks.
People are assholes.
And they think that, like, just like that app, they think that because there's an anonymous front, they can say whatever they want about people without realizing they're a person that has feelings.
Right. Oh, I remember I had this girl I grew up with, and we used to be, like, we were pretty close for a long time. But then she's always had like a bratty catty side. Mm-hmm. We fell apart. Whatever. She was my friend on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I was in Cabaret. Do you know, do you follow me? Okay. So Cabaret, they're all basically a bunch of strippers. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. But it's in the 40s.
Yeah.
So our costumes were white face, like 40s makeup. Mm-hmm. But that burgundy lipstick and then like blush, like round blusher cheeks.
Yeah.
And then we did like basically these olden day bras mm-hmm. and like high waist underwear and like fishnets.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of pictures of me tagged from the show. Mm-hmm. I was in it for 4 weeks. It was a long-running show.
Right.
On Facebook. And she commented on one of my photos, "You really need to learn to keep it classy."
What?
And I commented, "This is for a musical in one of the largest community theaters we have in the city. You're an idiot.
What's not classy about posting a picture from a musical?
From a musical. And like a lot of them were backstage, like us smiling, like, ah, hey. But we were in our costumes, obviously.
Yeah.
And she said that. Then she deleted me on Facebook and then deleted the comments. And then now she like is off my radar. But I'm like, you're an idiot, dude.
So she obviously knew she was in the wrong or she wouldn't have deleted her comment.
Well, no, she deleted me on Facebook. So her comment disappeared.
Oh. Well, I feel like she had to have known she was in the wrong or she wouldn't have deleted you.
I think that she was sick of looking at my stuff and she thinks that I'm not classy.
Well, bye.
Which is fine. Bye, girl.
Bye,
I don't care. I don't care if you think I'm classy.
I'm not classy.
Right.
It's so nice reaching an age where I'm like, I really don't care what you think of me.
I don't care. I'm sorry.
If you don't like me, that's fine. Having friends is hard sometimes.
Yeah. Being an adult is hard sometimes. Being a nice person's hard too.
It's really hard.
All right. Well, if you have any ideas for the show, shoot us an email, grayandgreenshow@gmail.com.
Wait, FMK.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot again.
Okay, we forgot last week.
Who are we FMK? Oh, my God. I'm so glad I didn't forget.
Oh, dang. I didn't even think about it. You have to pick because I picked the president's one. And I'm really glad you made Rach answer that, too.
Oh, me too. Okay, FMK. Oh, I should have thought this ahead of time. I'm thinking. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Oh my God, this is so much pressure. We already did the Hanson brothers.
Yes.
We've already done.
You act like the Hanson brothers are the only three.
They're the only thing that matter in life. What? I'm trying to think of a TV show we
would
like.
Let's do, as a group, boy bands. They are NSYNC. Backstreet Boys.
That means you can marry everyone in the group.
Degrees.
You have to be with intimately everyone in the group.
Yep.
Dude.
It's polygamy, okay?
All right, I'm down.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
Oh, this is easy. Oh, God.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you're clearly going to F 98 Degrees. You're going to marry.
Is this from back? Wait, I didn't specify. Back in the day or current day?
Oh, whoa.
That changes things.
Back in the day, obvi.
Okay.
You're going to marry NSYNC because, I mean, Justin Timberlake's in it and we know his future. Mm-hmm. You're going to kill Backstreet Boys.
Dang, I think this is the first time, but I'm agreeing with you.
What?
I can't not marry Justin Timberlake.
But Backstreet Boys, you don't.
No, I don't really care about them.
It's not that I don't care about them. It's that they're just like,
It's that I like Nick Lachey more than I like Backstreet Boys.
Right. And they dress like firefighters in one of their music videos. I was totes into that.
You know what made me think of that? Nick Lachey just covered up his 98 Degrees tattoo, so it's an end of an era.
Why?
I don't know. He covered it up.
He doesn't want it anymore? Mm-hmm. All right, so we both agree. We're both on the same page here. We F 98 Degrees.
Yep.
We marry NSYNC, and we kill the Backstreet Boys.
Kill them dead.
Okay, we want your opinion. Find us on Facebook, The Gray and Green Show. We're there. Find us on iTunes. Rate the show. We love hearing from you guys. And, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.